Julia Bullock is this season's artist in residence for the Metropolitan Museum of Art's Met Live Art Series. She performs on one of the biggest stages in the world, but right now she's standing outside in the rain with a cold, waiting to see if she will be able to perform for students at Buffalo Arts Academy.
We walked into the auditorium and there was smoke that was filling the space, and I said, gosh, it's really smoky in here. Is it safe to be here? And then we were sitting down for about 2 minutes, and then all of these waves of smoke came pummeling out from behind the curtains, and they're like, everyone needs to leave immediately. We're evacuating.
It takes a half hour before students are escorted into the cafeteria while firefighters take care of the smoke in the auditorium.
The chief captain of the fire department allowed us into these areas because they're trying to clear the smoke from our main stage. We had a fire in our main stage. Our curtains are gone.
Determined to perform, Bullock asks to wheel a piano into the cafeteria before a decision is made to move into a black box theater space. Bullock's flight out of Buffalo is in just a few hours, so she warms up quickly as chairs are spread out across the room.
There's no special place that music needs to take place. It doesn't just have to be in a concert hall. It can be in any part of your day and enjoyed at any time.
Arts Academy vocal music teacher Karen Saxon directs students into their seats as she introduces today's performer.
She is an outstanding vocalist, and her name is Miss Julia Bullock.
To have that kind of excellence in the faces of kids, it helps our work because now we're not just saying practice, we're saying look what you can be, look where you can go, look what you can do.
In a crowded, smaller performance space, Bullock starts by working one-on-one with a 15-year-old student.
The consonants also. So every single part of the sound, not just the vowels. Don't think about singing. Singing actually, it needs to be kind of like speaking on pitch.
Bullock spends close to a half hour with this student before being reminded she doesn't have much more time. She sings a few songs for students, continuously asking to sing one more each time she finishes.
All alone, I stand and watch the ocean roll.
One performance that stuck with students, her arrangement of Nina Simone's Revolution. Senior Brene Salam watched on with her arm in a sling, calling it a life-changing experience.
It was good, and when she sung, I kind of got chills down my back, and I almost dislocated my other shoulder. Yeah, it was nice. I never heard anybody sing like that before.
The only way that we stand, in fact, is if you get your discriminating foot right off my back, all right.
There are not many performers as talented as Bullock you will see perform through sickness for a group of students on a Monday morning, let alone after having to wait out a fire. But watching her hold a masterclass, it's clear how much she values these interactions.
This is the most valuable time, I would say, that I have as a musician, just to be a part of this journey with them, because also I'm learning a lot about myself during this time. I mean, in some ways I feel almost more comfortable as a teacher than I do even as a performer.
Nick Lippa, WBFO News.